Well, good morning to you here on Slotty Scrambled in Arkansas, 103.3. We got some special guests in the studio with us. I'll let y'all introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Billy, the Executive Director of FVP, Family Violence Prevention.
Hi, I am Cassie Maherg, and I am a board member for Family Violence Prevention.
Well, thank y'all so much for joining us, as it's a very busy month for FVP. First off, what is Family Violence Prevention?
Well, Wes, Family Violence Prevention has served the Independence County community for 36 years. We assist victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. So with the increasing cost of household items, for instance, in food, Family Violence Prevention's in need of assistance from the community. We have two shelters, the Safe Haven Shelter for Women and Children, and also the Taylor House for Men. So as you can imagine, with the rising cost of food, for instance, we need to continue our support of victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking. In order to do this, Wes, we need the community's support.
And y'all do that with some really cool events. So Cassie, tell us a little bit about some of the events y'all are putting on in October.
Okay, so we have Karaoke for a Cause, which will be Saturday, October 7th at the Loft at Main Street in Batesville. Doors will open at 5:30, and the show starts at 6 o'clock p.m.
Which sounds like a fantastic event. Y'all have this every year. Tell us how Karaoke for a Cause works a little bit.
Okay, so contestants win by raising money before the event and during the event.
And you can get a ticket to go watch the show, which they're fantastic performers every year.
Yes, so tickets are $40 per person, and they can be bought at the FVP office, which is at 159 Main Street, or you can buy at the door.
And you'll have another event coming up at the end of the month. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we have our 35th Candlelight Vigil, which will be Monday, October 30th at 6 p.m. This is a free event, and it will be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, 424 East Main Street in Batesville. This event, it features shirts from 2002, and they're displayed for victims that have lost their lives to domestic violence.
So that's an awesome thing that y'all put together for that, and it's amazing it's gone on for so long. And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so what do y'all kind of do with that?
We have awareness events, Wes. Sometimes out at Lyon College, we'll have an awareness event with those students. And as Cassie mentioned, we have the two awareness events, the Karaoke for a Cause and the Candlelight Vigil.
And these are super important events, just to kind of make the community aware.
Exactly.
Yes.
We need the community's help, and because we have a commitment to creating safe haven for victims. Our victims enter our shelters, and we work with them, but we need the community's support. We help them rebuild their lives so they become survivors.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all so much for joining us, and you all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.